Joe in Parsippany was just wants to talk about something we were just talking about. What's going on, Joe?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Missed you guys last week.
Well, we missed you, Joe.
I missed you more, Joe. I want to play some golf together. I play at Deer Run Golf and Tennis Club in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. Would love to have you out. Would love to have you out.
Well, listen, I love to play, so we'll keep calling.
Let's do it. So Grant Horvath, I feel two ways about it. Grant Horvath's definitely taken somebody's spot away. Like, they've given these spots to, like, the young, like, 16-year-old kid, Miles Russell, that's, like, a stud, and, like, all these amateurs, and Jackson Koivin from Auburn gets the spots a couple times. So he's definitely taken somebody's spot away. But how stupid could the PGA Tour be? They're not even going to have to pay Grant Horvath. And think of how many guys are going to tune in, and ladies, how many new golfers are going to tune in just to see Grant Horvath. You know,
and all young, and all very young, by the way. So the majority of his audience is younger than I am, where they're, you know, they're 20-year-olds or teenagers, and they really, really enjoy him. And that's where he's very popular. So, yeah, it's idiotic. I mean, I don't know if it's like opening up a can of worms thing.
Before we get crazy and start accusing the PGA Tour of this, you got to remember that there are a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of companies that are spending a lot of money to have the rights to these and to show
the Barracuda Championship. Well, paying all that money for the Barracuda.
I don't know what the Barracuda. TV rights.
No, the TV rights though.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about company. TV rights. I don't know what they're spending and what the you know what they're able to show somewhere else. I mean, like, you know, these things are very much protected because they cost a lot of money to be able to acquire.
Yeah, but this also sounds like something the PGA Tour would do to itself. I mean, honestly, this it took them forever to start embracing some of this, and they still haven't fully embraced it. And then LIV is doing this whole thing with all these influencers. They do the duels. They're a third one's coming out with Fat Perez playing with Bryson DeChambeau. They get millions and millions of views, and the PGA Tour still, you know, a little stuffy with the stuff.
Yeah, and how's LIV doing?
Well, digitally, a hell of a lot better than the PGA Tour. You know, I mean, they are. If you look at the numbers, you know, Phil involved, Bryson involved, all that stuff. They're
Those are digital different situations. I'm talking about how is the actual LIV Tour doing with their TV ratings?
Yeah, they sell out their events. I mean, there's tons of people that go to them. And digitally, they do great.
Digitally.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the future.
It just feels like the PGA Tour is like, they figured it out a little bit with the little, like, what do they play, like 6 holes or 9 holes before the players. And, like, they figured it out a little bit, but just, Boomer, I hear what you're saying, and I respect that. I just feel like, yeah, this isn't a premier event. Like, figure out a way, you're getting this guy for free, essentially, and it's almost like another creator classic. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And then Barstool's going to do their thing. It's like, just let them play.
I will say this, and thanks for the call, Joe, and thanks for the support. The PGA Tour is getting a new commissioner, and he's coming from the NFL. His name is Brian Rolapp. And Brian Rolapp, you know, his job is to do what? Is to expand the PGA Tour, make it more popular than ever before. And the reason that the PGA Tour would hire a guy like that is because he's watched the NFL grow exponentially over the last 15 years into this ridiculous behemoth. And I'm not saying that the PGA Tour will ever come that close, but Brian will bring the secrets. Brian will have ideas. Brian will open up a different avenues for the PGA Tour, and that's why a guy like he gets hired.
Yeah, and it is true that the PGA Tour is partners with with Scratch and Chad Mumm to do the Creator Classic, which, you know, Grant was holding that trophy in the picture at CBS Sports Network put out, where they do have some of the creators. They did it twice.
Brian will expand this whole thing and get away from what I would consider like the stuffiness and the bouginess of it all.
Yeah.
And open it up to more of a, you know, just a grander, younger, bigger audience.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I think they're going to look into a lot of, and they already are using a lot of different technology on TV so you can follow the ball a little bit better and see how far it's being hit, the club head speed, you know, the types of shots that they're using, especially at the Scottish Open. I thought they did a great job with the technology there, showing you how guys were hitting the ball and trying to get it to go where they were hoping that it was going to go.
Absolutely.
After it hit the ground. So, yeah. So it's only going to be expanded under Brian's leadership. You watch.